Hey, we're going to continue the hour by talking about a music festival that is happening a very long way away. Y'all know Mike Benson, who is the owner of Franklin Motors on West Franklin Street. He also hosts the Nightbeat feature every Friday on 97.9 The Hill. He is also a photographer, and he happens to be in Iceland right now covering the Iceland Airwaves Music Festival. As it happened, got there by taking that brand new direct RDU to Reykjavik flight they've got at RDU Airport. So cool thing as well. Joins us here now on the phone to talk about it. Mike, thank you so much for being with us today.
Mike Benson, Cub reporter for WCHL on the air. How are you, Aaron?
I am good. How did you come to be in Iceland?
Well, it goes back to my days as a Chippendale dancer.
I was recruited
to go on a world tour, and our charter jet landed in Iceland, and I made some friends. Now I'm a photographer, Aaron. I'm working. I'm taking photographs here. And it's an incredible place. And by the way, it's a direct flight from RDU, and it's only 6 hours.
So that's not bad.
Absolutely. Yeah, you could go for a weekend. It's incredible. I will say, though, beer is not cheap. So
fair.
Make sure you keep a little extra room on the credit card, because it'll set you back about anywhere between $7 to $9 for a beer here. But trust me, I've had a few.
How big of a deal is this festival like in Iceland? Because it's not a super populated country, and it's a big festival. So is this like a national thing?
Yeah, there's people from all over Europe and the United States, North America, are all here. There's a lot of conferences going on and concurrent with the festival. In fact, I just left a conference that was talking about women in mainstream music, and it's a male-dominated industry, and what can women do, and an empowerment to women, which was followed by people with disabilities in the music industry, and access, stages, and how do people that have disabilities get into things, and it was there's the rock and roll aspect, there's the empowerment aspect, and the information. There's people from Rolling Stone magazine here and Cream magazine. I've been talking to them and shooting with them. So there's a real buzz in the air. And also, I don't know if people know this, but Reykjavik is a foodie town.
Yeah.
There's just restaurants everywhere, cuisine represented from all over the world, from Indonesia and Australia and Thailand, Italy to fermented shark here in Iceland. And
I was going to say, have you had the fermented shark yet?
I had it years ago, and that was enough for me. I won't do it again. Anthony Bourdain said in No Reservations, probably the worst thing I've ever eaten in my life.
Nice. Speaking with Mike Benson, Franklin Motors photographer in Iceland for the Airwaves Music Festival. What's been your favorite experience so far?
Several of the bands whose names I can't pronounce.
Right.
Just going from venue to venue. It's if you've been to Hopscotch in Raleigh, it's similar to that, except it's 40 degrees outside. It's very cold. You're not sweating at all. You get to wear a sweater. And there's something about Icelandic people and the music, and maybe it's because they have 6 months of darkness that they got a lot of time to be in the garage and crank up the amps. But there is some fantastic bands here. The homegrown talent is amazing. Really surprised that we're not hearing a lot more of these bands in the United States, and I hope that changes. So that's, I think, the most incredible thing is just seeing all of these, like, anywhere between, teenagers just really blowing your mind, to geriatric people my age that are still rocking, guys with big long white beards and still cranking out the loud rock.
Again, speaking with Mike Benson, I got to start wrapping up, but as we do, getting back to Nightbeat, what are your plans for Nightbeat in the coming weeks?
My plans for Nightbeat? Man, I don't know. It's always kind of a fun thing to do, usually on a Saturday, is take the pocket recorder and then just kind of hit the town and see what's going on. And it's an organic show. Things happen as they happen. And that's why it's there, for the people of Chapel Hill and Carrboro and the Triangle area, and internationally, if they're streaming WCHL online, to hear all the happenings and doings going on in our little college town.
And then last question, what's up for you next? Because I was thinking about this, like, in the context of this conversation, like, this is a cool kind of bookend of the year for me, because this year started, as far as I'm concerned, with that Tommy Stinson show that was just kind of thrown together at the last minute that was at Franklin Motors. And then y'all came over here to the studio on, is that like a Sunday night? And we just had an impromptu concert. Now you're in Iceland. Like, you do so much cool stuff. What's next?
Well, there's a gallery bar that's going to happen across the street from the, you're hearing it here first on WCHL. Some kind of wackadoodle is going to put together in the old beer study space. Beer study's moving across around the corner to Mint, as Mint has left. They're going to start doing food and beer, and the beer study space is going to be called Lapin Blue, and it's going to be a bar and a gallery. And so I'll be splitting my time after we get that up and running between what's going on over at Franklin Motors Beer Garden and over at Lapin Blue. There's the Midway. It's on fire. It's going crazy.
I love it. Check out Franklin Motors on West Franklin Street. Listen to Nightbeat every Friday on 97.9 The Hill. Mike Benson, Man About Town, Man About Iceland. Thank you so much for being with us.
I'll see you guys on Tuesday. Have fun. Later.